allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Susan, would you be so kind to do the attendance?
Commissioner DeGennaro.
Present.
Commissioner Leonard.
Here.
Commissioner Lowe.
Present.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak?
I moved in Derby. First of all, my name is Martin Krasnitsyn.
Okay.
I live at 270 Elizabeth Street, Derby, Connecticut.
Okay.
I moved in Derby April 2015.
Okay.
Back then we had winter parking regulation. Ever since then, until this year, first year I got a ticket of $10. I never complained because they explained to me and it was that. This year, January 11th, without being notified that our winter regulation has been changed, any notification, my car, without having a ticket on the car, without having a ticket, there's no ticket on the police reports at all. My car was towed and I had to pay $200 to get my car back. I kind of questioned the officers which month they were there. They directed me to go to the city hall. From January 12th until probably a week ago, I went 4 or 5 times at city hall. Mr. Garfalo, he directed me to come here today, explain, show the documents, whatever it is, about those $200. I do believe it's unfair. I do believe. As far as I remember, when I learned the Constitution, it's against Constitution also, sentencing without explanation. So it's up to you now, whatever you decide.
And what is exactly your complaint?
My complaint is my car was taken without me being notified for the change of the winter parking regulation. It was taken, it was towed. I went to got there, got the car, went to Home Depot, bought the salt to clean the driveway because, I mean the other sidewalk, because that's my responsibility. According to the rule 172 of City Derby, that's my responsibility. If somebody fell there, I'm responsible for that. In the meantime, while I was cleaning, two officers came and stopped nearby there and they asked me, is that your car? I said, yes. Did you take it from the towing department? I said, yes, but nobody was in the office. We have to pay $200 to pay. I have no problem. I paid $200, I said, but I needed to go buy the salt. And they called. Somebody came to the truck. I gave $200, gave me a receipt. And then they told me, go to City Hall because we had no notification. When I went to the City Hall, they said, oh, that's on social media. Not everybody has the time or knowledge or nerves to be on social media all the time. I personally never go on social media. Mm-hmm. Never. I had a situation, a friend of mine died, I did not know anything. And when I saw his son, I asked, what happened? Why you didn't tell me? He says, it was on Facebook. Facebook is not my friend.
Understandable. If you could give me your phone number, we can look into it, and then we get back to you.
203.
Yep.
570-6723.
Okay.
Mr. Garfalo, he checked the records of the police reports, and there's no ticket.
Yeah, I had spoken to him. That was the night of the first big storm. So they were out with the tow trucks, getting the cars out of there to allow the plows to come in and start cleaning the streets. I understand where you're coming from as far as the notification system. Because the ordinance got changed, there's no perfect way of doing it. Unfortunately,
Well, you guys, you did before on often different occasions,
yeah.
Put on the poles. You put the notification on the poles. No parking today because of the parade.
Yeah.
No parking because of the whatever marches or street cleanup or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But this time was nothing informal. We were not. That day was a lot of cars were stopped that day.
Yeah. Do you understand the ordinance now? It's always going to be the even side.
I heard. I understood that now. I understood that now. But. Well, now it's a little bit too late.
All right, we'll take a look at it, and then I'll get back in touch with you. And you say your first name was Martin, correct?
Martin, yes.
270 Elizabeth Street?
270 Elizabeth Street.
Okay.
One more thing, if I may, just address. It's not a complaint, but just addressing. Since a vehicle parking on one side of the road, would not be normal to blow the snow? To push the snow on the opposite side, so give a chance to the people, which once they have to go to work,
mm-hmm.
to be able to go to the work. I can show you the picture. My car was covered completely. This was the last storm.
Mm-hmm.
Was covered all the way to the roof with the snow, which one was pushed on the street towards the vehicles, not on the opposite side, but towards the vehicles.
Yeah. Now that winter is essentially passed, we shouldn't get any more storms. I'm meeting with the mayor and Mark to tweak it because it's a new ordinance. So we're moving forward, we're gonna address things, see how we can make it better. Because it was the first year, and we know the notification getting out to everybody was difficult and nothing's ideal. But we're gonna look into ways to make it better moving forward.
Okay. I thank you very much for your attention.
Okay. Thank you. Good day.
Have a good day.
Not a bad guy.
Yeah. No, he stole his car back. That was the issue.
That's the issue.
Yeah, he stole his car.
Again, at the end of the day. I understand the no notification. I'm not on Facebook either,
so I
hear his pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you can
we'll
do.
Cut him a check for $400, but those are different.
Mark
paid for it.
But the sad thing about it is that people got to understand you do not go back and take your vehicle.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if it's true what he said, why he took the vehicle, I can understand.
Yeah,
he didn't get salt.
Yeah.
For the sidewalk. Yeah. And then if it did, then you know.
I think he did like a Jenga thing down by Tracy's car to get it up.
Where was the car at?
Tracy's.
It was a Tracy's.
Yeah.
So
how many
what
was there?
He probably called.
He probably saw Tracy's torn vehicle. He knows where they go. It's one horse town.
Seemed like a nice guy, though.
A little more to.
He seems like a very nice guy, but at the end of the day, people got to adhere to rules and regulations.
Oh, yeah.
You do not go take a car back because you need it when it's been told by the city for specific reasons.
The one thing I would say is if it's taken by the city, you should have put a note or something.
Put a note on his call. Yes, I agree with that.
I mean, he may have thought somebody took it for a joyride and left it.
Yeah.
I'm not making excuse for the man, but...
They had a list. I mean, the ticket would have been with his car anyway. I guess that one just got missed because there were so many that first storm. I think they towed like 40 cars that time.
Again, I understand his...
I'm meeting with the mayor in the next few weeks. We're going to talk about it and same thing, what we can do moving forward to make it better.
All right, awesome.
You gentlemen, anything you want to add to the agenda?
No, not from my perspective, sir.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so be it.
Make the motion to accept the previous meeting's minutes?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be it. Any old business?
No old business.
New business?
No new business.
Department reports.
Say crime-wise, nothing really stands out. We had an uptick in DUIs that can be attributed to we currently have a grant going, so there's additional patrols out on certain times, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays. They have availability to work 5 p.m. to like 4 a.m. It's just specific guidelines for it, so that should be running for the next few months, continuing to be out there and be proactive with the DUI stuff.
Chief, the sexual assault for January of 2026?
Yep.
I see you have a warrant pending.
The January one, yep.
Yeah, and the one from February is a new one?
The new one for February, that's something that they're looking into with the detective. Something with the Uber driver may or may not have happened with an intoxicated passenger, so they're looking into that.
Oop-de-oop.
But for right now, it's listed as sexual assault.
Thank you.
Boston dropped a lot, by like 50%.
Yeah. Tell you what, if you want to see motor vehicle thefts drop, lock up a couple of these kids and they've all stopped.
They stopped. I wonder how that happened. Wow.
Yeah.
Budget-wise, everything's good. Everything's on track. No issues. No foreseeable issues either.
That's good.
We should start normalizing overtimes now that we're almost fully staffed, right? And also,
yeah, we're over 2.4%, but it's actually under because the grant money gets refunded quarterly,
yeah.
So you take that out.
Yeah,
okay. We're good. Yeah, and then staffing-wise, one of the guys that's out injured comes back next week, and one of the ones that had surgery goes for a follow-up in the next few days,
so
hopefully we'll get him back soon.
Almost,
yeah.
Almost there.
Yeah.
Almost there. Awesome. Cool.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, traffic authority business.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the boot drives, we had the storms, the Poggies, and the Hotchkiss. We never received the one for East End, so we're gonna move forward. And Sergeant Sisisco looked into it. Dates, times, everything looked good, so we're looking to improve those.
Right. Awesome. I'll make a motion that we accept the boot drive submitted by the Terry's Fire Department.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so be it.
Oh, wow. Can I taste some? This is like fine wine. I would like to make a motion for adjournment.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.